Devin Dubnyk joins us now. Devin, I appreciate your time. Now that you've had some time away from the game looking back, can you pinpoint anything kind of on what went wrong for you last season? Because, even if players have dips, I don't think anyone would have expected kind of the tough year that you had.
No, I mean, there's no way to expect that, nor would you want to. But I don't know if there's anything to that I can really pinpoint it on. I think we all got off to a real tough start, and it's always a challenge with a new coach and different systems that you're playing, and we all kind of struggle with that, and me especially, and. I don't know if it was tough to find the confidence, going throughout the year. I guess from kind of the summer. I know it's part of the game, but it was an interesting summer. Obviously, I got asked about that all throughout the summer. The ongoings of who was going to be the other goalie in Edmonton. And I might let that get to me a little bit.
Devin, I appreciate your honesty because I think a lot of times people overlook the mental part of it. And, you try to block things out, but if you're asked about it all the time and, if your GM says, oh, hey, you know what, the job's still kind of up for grabs, obviously I'm sure there's a part of you that says, hey, I don't have no problem. I'll prove them all wrong. But then when something goes wrong, you probably start worrying about it rather than trying to prove them wrong. Is that kind of what happened?
Well, yeah. Feeling like very hard to prove everybody wrong, really, from years prior. It was in a good position.
I think we're going to try to get a better connection, Meg, just unfortunately cutting in and out. So we'll have to reconnect with Devin, because I really want to hear that answer. I like it when guys are honest. You don't want to probably let it get to me too much. And I understand that during the course, you're never going to admit that, but a little bit after the fact, because you don't want to admit that. It's hard enough when you're admitting to yourself, you put it out there, then everybody's talking about it even more. And that's a tough one. The mental aspect of the game, I think, is the one thing, as there's a big advancement into the analytical part of the game, which is great. I think it has some good parts to it. But it's never, ever going to give you, and there's nothing that's ever going to be able to accurately track the mental part of the game, which is still the most important part. We've seen a lot of different players in a lot of different sports who have fallen off quickly, and a lot of times it's mental. Some guys go to certain markets, they sign a big contract to go to that market, and they stress themselves out trying to live up to the contract. That's happened in every sport. And you can't, it's easy to sit there and say, well, don't let it get to you. But it happens. And that's why sports psychologists have come such a more integral part in pro sports, because, mentally it's a huge thing. And, you try to work on it, you try to block everything out, it's hard. It's very difficult. And there's huge pressure. It's because there's always someone looking over your shoulder trying to take your job. It's being talked about all the time. So it is definitely an interesting situation to get into. And hopefully we can reconnect with Dubnyk, because I'm curious to find out kind of – oh, he's back with us? Okay. Devin, so moving forward now for you, do you talk to a different sports psychologist? I know that's a huge part of it to ensure that, you don't allow that stuff to creep in the future.
I don't know if I'm going to talk to somebody different. I had a pretty good relationship with Kimberly Amaral, so I'm going to continue that relationship. I think it's just going to be kind of starting over and not worrying about all that. I don't I don't like to talk about the the lack of confidence that I guess I felt with the organization and the coach going into the year, because I feel like it feels to me like I'm trying to use it as an excuse and a cop out, and I definitely don't like that, because it's my job to go out and, and play, and I didn't do that. So I just need to get back. And, I really used the time in Hamilton to just get back to playing and not thinking and just playing. And, obviously it's not where I wanted to be. And I certainly, didn't feel like I needed to be there, but I understood the way the year went, it was just, why not top it off that way to finish the year. So I'm prepared to get back at it, and I know that I can play and continue to get better. So I'm just looking forward to getting that started next year.
You know, you're in a situation, there's only two goaltenders on each team in the NHL. Like, it's hard to, if you go out to get back in. What's the conversations you and your agent have had kind of as feelers? I know now the process begins as far as a free agent goes. Are you expecting kind of that, you're going to have to start from square one and prove yourself to a new organization?
Well, I think so. I mean, when you put up a year like I did last year, that's going into your unrestricted free agency. That's just the reality that you have. It's going to be a start over from square one. When things go and finish, I finish where I did last year. I've always been grateful for the opportunity to play, but that certainly makes it even more so when you see how fast it can be taken away. So I just got to work and it's not going to be the spot or the contract or anything that I obviously had dreamed about and had been thinking about last summer going into this year. But, it's my job to get back in the league and just try to end up in the best situation possible and enjoy and play every single game, no matter how many it is, if it's 20 or 40 or however many, just go play and fight for it.
Devin Dubnyk joins us. Devin, they're interesting. Barry Trotz had the comment when you came to Nashville that he felt like you had some habits that they needed to get out of your game, that you'd been coached. Did he ever go into specific with you what they were?
No. We spoke about it after, and he told me that. He kind of backtracked a bit on it, and I understand, obviously, being in Edmonton, that anything you say in the media is going to get grabbed onto and taken off. So I understand that just in talking, things can get taken a little more seriously than they meant to be, and I think that was the case there. But it doesn't offend me. It wasn't the probably wasn't what I needed to hear to kick off my time in Nashville there, but I'm never one to be offended by someone telling me that I need to get better at something, because I've always said that I want to be looking to improve until I'm done playing. So like I said, it wasn't really what I needed at the time, but it's something that I had to deal with, and we talked about it as well. So, it wasn't a good year. So obviously there were things that I needed to improve on. So, I can't really argue with him there.
Korn is, regarded as one of the better goalie coaches. I know you only worked with him for a short time, and now he's in Washington. Well, was there anything specific, or in the middle of the season, do goalie coaches really try to alter your style of play?
He was working pretty hard. He wanted to make some changes, and I'm always open to new things, and I think it might have been I might have let it be a little bit too much at once, and maybe myself trying to take in too much and learn too much at once, obviously, because he knows what he's talking about, and he was giving me a lot of information. And I might have let myself overthink things a little too much. But there's definitely things that he told me during my time there that I'll take and continue to use going forward.
Would you share on specifics of what he wanted you to work on?
There was a few things that he wanted me to be a little bit more intense when I played, and a little more. I'm trying to think of the word he was using, but if you watch a guy like Pekka there, he's really every movement is really hard, and yeah. Push and stop and down, and he kind of wanted to get me working in that kind of way as well. That's something, it was something, and I think that, for me, there's probably an in-between there. I think I'm always going to be the dog's whining in the background here. I'm always going to be a little bit more of a laid-back goalie and relaxed, and I think that's an attribute that I'm proud of and think that it works to my advantage. But, I definitely can take some of that for sure and use it, and that just, that helps to stop goals from going through you or fighting through screens and things like that. Those can all be applied in those situations big time.
Devin Dubnyk joins. Devin, the other thing, with the mental part and just the challenges on the ice was you and your wife, were new parents. And as a young father, moving to Nashville, your family didn't come with you. Then you're down, to Montreal and to Hamilton. How hard was that on you? And because you're like, man, I'm struggling. I'd probably just holding your young son couldn't kind of take your mind away from things. How difficult was that part of it?
Yeah, it wasn't – the Nashville move was okay because fortunately I was able to get a good setup there, and they actually came at the very beginning of February after we were done on that road trip through Edmonton and Vancouver and whatnot. They were actually able to come to Nashville, and they stayed for the entire month right up until the day I got traded.
Okay.
On the 5th. So that was kind of nice, but after that was really hard. I didn't see them at all from that day until after the season in Hamilton, which was April 19th. And I was able to fly home for a day and a half after that the season to see them, and I flew back to Montreal and was a black ace there. That was definitely the toughest. I didn't see them for 9 weeks at one point. And, he went from sitting up to crawling and starting to almost walk by the time I got home. So that was a very difficult time for me.
Yeah, definitely. I have a young son right now, and they change all the time. So I know what you're going through, and it's always exciting to be able to see that. So your plan now, I guess, you and your agent, how do you approach this free agent season? What's your realistic expectation of what's going to happen?
Well, I just, I'm leaving it up to him right now. He's been amazing for me in my career, and I trust him big time. So I've obviously had some brief conversations with him, and he's gonna get going on things now. But I honestly tried not to think about it too much. Obviously, it's getting close, but we're still a week away. And like I said before, I'm hoping that obviously there's options, and then you pick the best situation. And like I said, the most important thing now is to get back in the league, and I don't think that'll be a problem. I hope not. And wherever it is, it's make the best of the situation. And I just need to work as hard as I can to get back to where I was. I'm fully confident that I can play and play well. So I just need to get back to that make this year something to laugh about down the road. Well, maybe not laugh about, but...
Yeah. Learn from, for sure.
You learn from, yeah.
Yeah. When you look at it, are you going to want to go to a team that maybe, Nashville has Pecorino, who's not going anywhere, right? Henrik Lundqvist in New York kind of thing. Like, do you want to go to an organization that doesn't have, a proven bona fide guy where you feel, if I play well, I can move up the ranks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think... If the option for that was there, I think that would be the best scenario. that you could ask for after my situation is just a spot that, you know, there's going to be that opportunity to possibly, if you're playing better, to step in and continue to play and take over. You know, if that situation was there, that's great. If not, you know, it's like I said, I don't know how many options are going to be there or what the situation's going to be. So that would be certainly the ideal case. But, you know, if I have to go in behind someone established and earn my starts, then that's the situation that I got to deal with.
Devin, I really appreciate you coming on today. I know it's been a tough time. Always good to catch up with you. Is your young guy walking now?
He is, yeah. He's been walking for a good month now. He's pretty much running. Yeah, he's a little maniac.
So he's getting into everything then. Perfect.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Well, he probably starts throwing balls at you just to warm you up now.
Yes, that's perfect. That's what I'm counting on by the end of the summer.
Devin, great to catch up with you. Best of luck this summer.
Great, thanks.